Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
The elite college football programs will travel great lengths to find the elite high school football talent. Syracuse University football under head coach Dino Babers is no different. As WAER's Dana Gray reports, you might be surprised at what state is bringing the largest influx of talent to SU football.
Syracuse, New York, a city of roughly 150,000 hardworking central New Yorkers. And while the Salt City is known for its harsh winters and its blue-collared attitude, the passion for orange sports reigns supreme.
Takes the snap again, fakes the handoff, looking to the end zone. Steve Ishmael is there, and he makes the catch at the goal line. Touchdown, Syracuse!
Takes the snap, gives to Perkins. Nope, he faked it, flipped it to the back of the end zone. Pierce goes up, makes the catch. It's a Syracuse touchdown.
Takes the snap. It's a QB keeper once again for Dungy at the 20, 15, breaks the tackle, 10, 5, touchdown, Orange!
It's an SU football team that's built up of college athletes from all across the country. But the state that appears most on that roster is far, far away and may just surprise you. Over 1,000 miles separate the SU campus from the closest border of Florida, a state littered with football talent. And if you don't believe me, let Miami native Steve Ishmael prove it to you.
That speaks a lot of volume, man. You know, in Florida, man, that's all we have. That's all we live for is just, you know, football. You know, growing up, I know that's all I live for. So, you know, I feel like Florida has so much talent, man. It's hard to pinpoint who's the best out of Florida. You know, everybody's good. So, you know, that speaks a lot of volume for my state, you know, and I'm happy for that.
19 Syracuse football players call Florida home. That's more than double the 9 New Yorkers, the second highest state on that list. The Sunshine State isn't just a place for Disney World and the beach, because boy, do they have some football talent. Florida has produced 59 five-star recruits and All-Americans over the past 7 years, and oh yeah, the last two Heisman Trophy winners as well. Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry ring any bells? So, while Florida talent continues to excel from college to the pros, Syracuse has wisely created a connection down south.
I think that it's the players down in Florida, you know, are seeing the coaching staff and, you know, the great success that the receivers are having. So, you know, they're taking a chance to come here. You know, it's a great offensive scheme that we have over here. You know, we got a couple of young ones in Sherrod, you know, he's a freshman from Booker T. You know, he came up here. So I feel like as long as a lot of kids from Miami is coming up here, the trend is just going to continue going. And, you know, we're gonna have so much Miami kids on this team.
That sounds like a good plan, Steve. Well, since coming to Central New York just 2 years ago, head coach Dino Babers has snagged 9 recruits already from Florida. One of those young men, a 3-star linebacker, Jack Smith, who committed to SU back in May. And the Lakeland, Florida native knows firsthand what his state can bring on the gridiron.
Well, I'm just going to be honest with you. Most people might disagree, most people might agree. But down south got most of the best athletes, so everybody's good in Florida.
2 Florida high school squads help to make up the top 3 nationally ranked teams right now in the United States. And that's a pretty good indicator why the state's college powerhouses have been doing all right. Florida State, Miami, and of course the University of Florida all recruit very heavily in state. But Smith, on the other hand, he can't wait to bring some of that Florida talent to the Northeast.
I'm going to bring a lot to the table. I'm going to show that I got the physical, the mindset of the game to play. I'm going to bring everything to the table. If I can't give a team 110%, then I don't need to be there.
Now, let's not forget about the plethora of Sunshine State talent already with the Orange. Junior tight end Ravion Pierce hails from Plantation, Florida, and his hometown buddy Steve Ishmael has noticed his skill. to say the least.
You know, I feel like Ravion been doing a great job of making plays. You know, it's cool just knowing that you got a tight end that can make plays as well. So, you know, I feel like he's been doing a great job.
The state of Florida has even helped out the Orange on special teams. SU punter Sterling Hoffrichter is in the midst of a fantastic second season in Orange, and he himself, well, you guessed it, he's from right outside of Tampa.
He's consistent, man. Always gives the defense the good side of the ball that we're to play on. You know, he's helped the team most definitely win a lot this year. And he's not overshadowed. Everybody recognizes his efforts that he brings on the field. So, you know, I love Sterling. You know, he's a cool guy, a good friend of mine.
Dana Gray, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, waer.org, and follow us on Twitter at WAER Sports.